We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
...of the zone read, and now it's pretty standard to run that type of offense, but I don't know if he's going to eclipse Lamar Jackson in 1,000 yards rushing in a year at the QB position. That's not the offense that Kyle Shanahan wants to run. Can he be a functional runner? Absolutely, and he's very tough to tackle as well, but you're hoping, I mean, you're expecting he'll be a better pocket passer than Kaepernick. You would think that all five of those quarterbacks taken in the first round would be better pocket passers than Colin Kaepernick.
I'll never forget, guys, the first time I ever seen a running quarterback to where that was part of his arsenal. True story was Randall Cunningham, and he was breathtaking. He could do it all, had a rocket arm, was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. And you guys got me thinking about Cap and coaches. Just imagine on all three levels, the D-line, the linebacker, and cornerbacks. You're doing your job, and you see a guy take off, but then you're like, oh, he's taking off. Here I come. Let's go get him. Oh, I got to stop. Because this guy's taking off, can stop, and then throw it. I mean, what coach would not want to have that at his disposal? And that's why I guess where I'm going is I'm so happy that Kyle saw that in Trey Lance. Because to me, Dibs, that was part Russell Wilson. It was part Josh Allen. It was part Kyler Murray. Where you're sitting there like, everything's got to go right with my quarterback who can't run. He's a statue pretty much. But now I got that hybrid. That's what you want. That's where the league is, man. Dual threats back there.
Is Josh Allen? I don't put him like a Kyler Murray. I mean, he can get you the first.
Better than a Kyler Murray. He can throw. His accuracy actually goes up when he's on the run. But Steiny, he runs and he's not haunted by, oh, I'm making up for the deficiency of what my arm or my mind can't read. He can do both equally as well. And Kyler, to me, has not shown me that yet. And that's why running could be like, you know what, Dibs, this math problem is too hard. I'm just going to take off and abort mission.
Yeah, it's just a difference between how you run, if it's functional yards or if you're looking to run first. Obviously, Lamar Jackson, more of a run first QB. 1,005 yards on the ground last year, Steiny. But I wonder if you knew who was second among quarterbacks running the football last year.
Ooh.
That's boy. Oh, Russell Wilson. I'm going Russell Wilson.
Hold on. Hold, please, Dibs. Yeah, hold.
Spadoni, can you accompany this, please, with some music so I'm not so bored to tears as he cogitates?
I'm going
to
say.
I think I hit it.
Well, I
what'd
can't
you say,
take
Goo?
Guru's guy.
Russell Wilson.
Sorry, Goo. Sorry.
I'm going to say Deshaun Watson.
No, I'm afraid that's wrong as well.
Okay, I'm going to say.
That's Guru's turn.
Shoot.
You're swapping wrong answers.
You awake,
this
Goo?
Is fun.
That's a good one.
Want to get away.
Danny Dimes?
No.
I'm going to say.
See, the pressure gets me game shows on radio.
I'm going to say Tua.
Spadoni, stop the damn music.
Steiny, that's nasty.
Guys, you said it. Kyler Murray. 819 yards rushing.
Okay, Dibs.
Are you guys 5-year-olds? This is T-ball.
Wow.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, Goo. Okay. Yeah. Here's the way I like to play games, and I don't know if you like to play games too. If the answer to a question is a guy that you just talked about, It's got to be somebody that we hadn't just brought up. So I figured there's no way he's asking the question.
Okay.
He just brought up Kyler Murray.
All right. It's so called a trick question. You know what, Steiny? You're right. Spadoni, music, please. If you wouldn't mind. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to QB Rushing Challenge. All right, tough guy. Who's third among quarterbacks in the National Football League in rushing yardage?
I got the answer.
Steiny, you start then.
Okay, I'm going to go. Oof, boy. I'm going to go.
I got it.
What's that guy's name?
Boy.
Oh, man.
There were clues given, Steiny, and he's missing it. I got this, dude. Diz, no, I got it.
Go ahead. It's almost 2
Josh
o'clock.
Josh Allen in
no,
Buffalo.
Hit the road. Hit the pike.
All right.
Steiny.
I'm going to say, how about, gosh, how about Aaron Rodgers?
I got the last one. Give me one more crack. I got the last one, Dibs.
Spadoni, stop the damn music. Stop the
music.
Stop the music. The answer is Cam Newton, 592 yards rushing. Cameron Newton. So,
wow.
Boy. Yeah.
I'm a man of nuance.
Getting ready for tomorrow, Steiny, with the buzzers.
Boy.
Me.
What's going on tomorrow?
Jock Purdy. The return of Jock Purdy after the NFL draft last week preempted.
Yeah. Hey, I didn't Goo, how did you not know Cam Newton? That's one of those lousy quarterbacks you like just because he's so-called dynamic.
No, I said he played like Fig Newton last year, but I forgot about Cam. But I hadn't forgot about Melo and him passing the Big E, Elvin Hayes. That was a big deal, but I didn't know that in there.
Yeah, that's fine. No, Carmelo's your guy.
Yep. And congratulations.
Carmelo's
top 10. No, that's a big deal.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Carmelo Anthony, he turned his reputation
around.
Did
you hear him say in the locker room, say, I don't know why I was out of the league, too. I was like, okay, Melo.
Just to put a bow on that disaster of a game show, Josh Allen, 7th among rushing quarterbacks. 7th. Spadoni, please.
Who was Patty Mahomes?
I got PTSD with that theme after that game show.
Listen to you, Patty.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's our league, Steiny.
Totally.
On,
Patty Mahomes. Yeah.
Where was Patty?
More meaningless NFL trivia tomorrow. And up in 10 minutes, you're going to have to face the music, Steiny, for what you've done because you've been dodging it all morning.
I know.
All mid-morning. It's Guru's quote-unquote lock of the day at 118 with a vendetta. V is for vendetta. L is for loss. And that's coming up at 118.
You know, I gotta ask Guru something because maybe this is just another sign that Guru is a much better man than I am. How come you haven't come in here and Lonzo balled me to death today?
Well, we got a show to do, and the Dibs helped me out a lot. So at the end of the day, I could say you cost me the bet, but then we could look at my 500 record. You know what I mean?
No. What I'm talking about is
– oh, Lonzo.
Like, Lonzo Ball was great last night.
Yeah, but he ain't defensive – and I love him. He ain't defensive player of the year like Ben is about to be, and he ain't made an all-star team yet. But I'm telling you, he can run my team all day long, and he's going to get better. That step back – and I got to say this. This is how I watch sports. If Draymond makes the free throw, they're up one. That's all the stress that a non-shooter like Lonzo Ball needed to miss that shot he made, knowing, oh, if I miss it, we're still tied. No harm, no foul. But the fact that they were not down one, that would have been the pressure for him to miss that shot. He made some big shots.
I mean, he hit, I want to say Bazemore hit the three in the corner.
Yeah.
Then that put Warriors up three. Then Ball hit a three. Then I think Curry hit a three. And then Ball hit another three.
Oh, man.
I mean
– they went up five, Dibs. That was they blew it. And I'm hoping New Orleans catches the Spurs for just eye pleasure on the playing game to see Zion and Ball.
I'm with you on the eye candy. I enjoy watching New Orleans, and I'm not in the same mindset as Steiny when it comes to Zion Williamson. I think he's phenomenal. He's fun to watch, and I think he's a true star in the league. I think you're a little hard on him, Steiny, but
I like him.
You like him. I love him. And
okay, there you go.
I mean, I downright adore him. Hashtag Prince with Adore, one of the great slow songs. But, Goo, I'd be hot. Not only because of your your Ben Simmons v. Lonzo Ball, but because Steiny basically mushed you in the show thread.
Stop that.
Yeah, that's where I thought he was going.
What do you mean, stop that? I texted in real time that was that sucks, is I believe my direct quote.
What made him type it is all I want to know.
Because I felt, hold on a sec. Hold on.
You got some explaining to do.
So Goom, yesterday at 1:20,
yep,
lock of the day, he makes the pick. And I said, I'll tell you what, Goo, I like that. Did I say I like that pick?
You said you liked it.
You know what, Goo? I like that pick.
Did you go into your hen house and get some chicken and put that chicken on the pick?
I haven't bet in a while, dude.
Okay, so that's fine. I'm Spadoni.
But
just work with me here, okay? With the chicken.
Spadoni, put your camera on too.
Yeah, where's he at? Where's Spadoni?
But
team. No, I am team.
So the
or Spadone.
You know, I just during the middle of the game wanted to reaffirm to Goo that I still like this pick. And I don't like,
but not in the first quarter. It was in the game in the balance.
And all you have to say is, I still feel good about your pick, Daryl, my friend, and I'm rooting for you. Instead, you anointed it. You crowned it. And if you're going to crown it, then crown it. And they did, and they let him off the hook.
If you want to crown him, then crown your ass.
Dibs, ask the question to the listener. You know,
Do you believe in jinxes? 888-957-9570. And if you do believe in them, is Matt Steinmetz one? Because when JD filled in for you a couple weeks ago, when you bogeyed across America, Guru went 4-1. You came back and Guru probably lost 4 in a row. And then last night, you basically put the mush on him, the old double whammy. And, you know, the Warriors blew the lead. He loses. So, 888-957-9570. Do you believe in jinxes? And if so, is Steiny one of them?
God, I'm so misunderstood. Even when I'm trying to support my guy, I get thrown under the bus. Right.
And you know what? Real quick, Steiny, I'm in the locker room getting interviewed. I got no shirt on. I got the white towel around my neck. And the lady asks, do you blame Steiny? And my answer is, I don't know why he typed it. Why did he send it? You know what I'm saying? Why did he send the text at that juncture? That's all.
Well, Steiny, let's put it to the test, because I'm on Real Madrid, and they're down 1-0 to Chelsea. Okay. So if you wouldn't mind, if you could go ahead and guarantee Chelsea wins this game, I might get a couple of goals from the Spanish side.
I like Chelsea, Dibs. I don't know if you know this, but I love those auto glass shirts. Do they still wear those?
No. I'm going to need you to go further. I'm going to need you to put it in a bank or a vault. I'm going to need there to be a master lock involved.
Look, when you get down 1-0 to Chelsea, you may as well punt. I mean, you're done. Chelsea's back line and goalie, too strong. In fact, I see an open netter late when the other team pulls the goalie. I think this is going to end 2-0.
Oh, I love it. That's great. Hopefully we can keep that
there
racked.
There you go, Diz. Yeah.
All right.
Here come the Spaniards.
888-957-9570. Do you believe in jinxes? And if you do, I'm going to ask you to prove it. Prove it. All right. We're coming back to make fun of me next.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I'll tell you what, Dibs, I got some people on the text line who are Chelsea fans, and they are not happy with me or you.
Uh-oh.
Me for saying Chelsea's a lock and you for putting me up to it.
Well, I'm trying to close out a three-teamer. I can take the slings and arrows here. It's still 1-0 Chelsea, and it's touchy because I'm from a Chelsea household. My almost 18-year-old, big fan of Chelsea. Oh. But I like the price on the underdog today. And so far, so bad. But I got you in my corner. Well, I have you in the other corner now, which is like having you in my corner, as we'll find out shortly.
Oh, boy. 888-957-9570. Do you believe in jinxes?
Suddenly Madrid's got possession and they're pressing. So I'll get back to you.
Keep us updated.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. unfortunately, I can't get off the subject because it's time for Guru's Lock of the Day, of which I'm intimately involved. Take it away, Lock of the Day music.
It's time for Guru's Lock of the Day.
Lock me, lady, tumor.
That is whack.
You're as cold as ice.
Nice job, Goo.
Ooh, boy. Guru's Lock of the Day is brought to you by BetQL. Baseball is back, basketball teams are battling for playoff spots, and BetQL can help you bet on all of it. BetQL analyzes every bet from every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. It's time to get better at betting. Visit BetQL.com and use promo code BAY for 20% off. That's 20% off with promo code BAY, B-A-Y, at BetQL.com. Guru took the Warriors' money line last night. They were plus 105, and Golden State just couldn't find a bucket down the stretch as the Warriors fall to the Pelicans. Goo, you are now 26-26-2, and have lost 10 of your last 13. Dibs, it begs the question, who's colder, Goo or Steph Curry down the stretch of last night's game?
Man, Steph at least got one. Goo's hanging in there, and both are facing pretty stout defenses. Steph, five guys on the floor. Guru, his own coworker, Matt Steinmetz. So I think it's a great parallel, Spadone. Nice job, Spadone.
Steph missed 11 of his last 12 last night.
Yeah, and so I think Goo's a little bit hotter than the chef. Yeah, Goo.
You want to challenge Curry to a one-on-one, Goo?
Dude, I'm just not used to the ball not going in. I heard Fitz Curry.
Uh-huh. You know, we love you, Fitz. But the pick is in. I'm going to the hometown of Laverne and Shirley. That would be Milwaukee. And they host the Washington Wizards, which are a good story. I'm rooting for the Wizards, but they got a 3.5 lead up on Toronto for the last playoff spot. So it's minus 3.5 Milwaukee. I'm taking the Bucks, who are a game and a half back of Philadelphia for the 2 seed. And the Bucks have been playing good. We saw them beat Brooklyn. I'm taking Milwaukee Bucks minus 3.5. That's the
All righty.
All right. Good.
I just
good
keep
luck.
My mouth shut right now.
No, it's
until
tonight.
Until
tip-off. Yeah, no,
right.
It's tonight.
Bucks up 71-59 at the half. You might want to turn your phone off, Goo, just in case somebody wants to weigh in.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I tried to block the vine. You can't. You know,
what's
it's been a couple
vine?
Times. Our vine, what we do.
Yeah, oh,
the
by the way.
Text thread. Yeah. Sometimes you want to block it because you're doing stuff. But you
just swipe right, Goo, and it says hide alert, so you don't have to keep saying it.
Oh.
Play the old people thing for me.
I love the young people.
Or the dumb people, Spadone. Wow. Thank you. Oh, wow. Electronics.
Yeah. By the way, I apologize last night to you guys. I'll do it again. My bad for accidentally incorporating the boss into one of those texts. I don't know where that one came from.
Why?
He gave you love, though. When you do it that way, you could have said something else about
it. Oh, my God. Yeah.
He gave you love. He
so
could have went that way. Yeah.
So lucky. Who knows what would have happened. Dibs, you mentioned bogeys across America.
Yeah, your trip when you drove out to deliver your daughter's car to her in D.C.
Exactly. Guru, Dibs is going to get familiar. I mean, you know, we're coming up. You know we're coming out of this. And Dibs is going to start to reap the benefits of being the Bay Area's show and our listeners, because I think what we're going to start doing is beers around the Bay at
that
some point
phenomenal.
Pretty soon
yeah.
and get back in the mix. We've had a lot of you know, situations where the listeners have gotten together with us.
Shindigs.
I think we're coming up on that again. So one thing you can, if anybody feel, 888-957-9570. I know things are starting up slowly in the Bay Area and in San Francisco. You know, I was looking around yesterday at about 2:30, 2:45 in the afternoon for some action. It was a little slow. But yeah. I'm taking suggestions on outdoor venues right now where – you know, you can see some people, not crazy.
What do you got? JT boys.
You know, I love these. I love the new kind of the beer garden theme that needs to be implemented. So I'm all ears, and I'm taking suggestions for where our tour is going to go once we do beers around the Bay come summertime.
Enjoy really the parklets while they're here. And I know based on whatever city, they're going to have different rules about how long they last. But I heard that in Oakland, once the pandemic is, quote, over or at a point where indoor dining can resume, a lot of those outdoor temporary dining parklets, they call them, are going to go away, which is
that
a shame.
Stinks.
Yeah, because the city wants those four parking spots back so they can catch you sleeping on the meter and hit you for $85 on a ticket. So enjoy it while you can. I don't think they're a permanent fixture in most communities.
That stinks.
I agree.
That stinks.
S-O-F-T.
I tell you what they should do is, well, I can only speak for the Grand Lake area in Oakland, Dibs. Shut down Lakeshore, shut down Grand, and shut down Lakeview. Just no cars. There's just no cars. You can get there by driving around. I mean, you can park a block away and then walk into – anyway.
I was in Santa Barbara over the weekend touring the UC with my son, and we went downtown to a place called State Street, Goo. I don't know if you've been there. State Street is about 12 blocks, blocked off, no cars. Now, there's a few streets where you can go, you know, perpendicular, you can go across, but you cannot drive on State Street. And
this is all the time?
Yeah, and there's action. Wow. There's some action.
Oh, I bet.
12 blocks of action.
Jackson.
Yeah.
I was pretty impressed with Santa Barbara, too, to tell you the truth. The school and the
I got a school.
Road.
Oakland won't do that because they need the meter money, so they ain't close enough. Right. None of that, Stoney, Lakeshore.
Yeah, well, I guess. Hey, Goo, yesterday, we were talking a little bit about Aaron Rodgers and, you know, what he did, and you said, hey, that's – I don't want to talk about that anymore, but what I want to talk about is Steph Curry. I want to ask you a question, Goo. And if you want to play Steph Curry, you can. But let's assume the Warriors, you know, finish about 500 this year. Let's say they win a play-in game, they make the playoffs, they lose in the first round. In this age of player empowerment, if you're Steph Curry, okay? And Bob Myers and Joe Lacob are setting up a postseason interview with you. You know, what do they call them? Exit interviews.
Yeah.
If you're Steph Curry, what are you saying to Bob Myers and Joe Lacob in your exit interview? And we can throw that out to the fans at 888-957-9570. Because, you know, if we got into Aaron Rodgers yesterday, but you'd certainly have to acknowledge if, you know, Curry's got some juice with this organization. Nope. So what do you do if you're Steph Curry at the end of the year and ownership and the GM are kind of talking to you about the future of the team?
I like this, Stein. If you wouldn't mind, I'll play the role of Bob Myers and Guru. Okay. You can be Steph Curry.
Okay.
And,
I'm ready.
You know, come on in, Steph. And yeah, Steph, how you doing? It's Bob. And I'd ask you how your year went, but I saw every second. How you feeling, Steph, about where our team is right now?
You know what, fellas? First, I just want to say thank you both, and, you know, just for the support. And to answer your question, guys, Klay Thompson's injury, it really set us back. It's not no one's fault. But, you know, I want to win. My zest to stay winning. I felt like I had a good year. If we can get the Rook back, or if a situation arises, gents, to where we could get a superstar in here somehow, some way, that's what I want. And that's what I think the team needs. And I know you guys are kind of – Your hands are tied,
yeah.
So I'm not going to hold you to the fire, but I just want you to know I'm going to give you 110% of what I got left, and that's a lot.
Thanks, Steph. And you gave so much this year, and it was such a treat to watch. Too bad it didn't end the way we wanted. But about the Rook, James Wiseman, what'd you think of how he fit in out there? And, you know, what should we do, Steph? My ears are open on how do we proceed with James once he gets healthy.
He's going to be special in this league. But to be honest, guys, if this guy is part of a package to where something came or somebody came calling and we could get a Bradley Beal or a player of that caliber, I think right now, fellas, that fits in better with what we have or what we have left with me, Clay, and Dre than waiting for the rookie to mature. And this is no indictment on the person, James. I love him. But if you can bring me something back or us something back, you know, in a package, I'm all for that.
Yeah, I appreciate you spending time. Larry, Larry Harris is in here, too.
And, hey, guys, what's up?
I know you got some questions for Steph. It's Steph Curry's exit interview here exclusively on Steiny Guru and Dibs. Go ahead, Larry.
I mean, the only thing I'm worried about, Steph, and we're open to moving Wiseman essentially for you, but if we trade him for Beal, we gotta get bigger, and with that move we get smaller. So, I mean, we're not gonna have. I mean, you know, Loon, I mean, Loon's walking around on a peg leg out there, Steph. You know what I mean? And we can't count on him to play, 82 games. And boy, Pascal's ballooned, hasn't he? So we can't really. So I'm a little worried about our size. Our size. Yeah. What if I might be able to get a Carl Anthony Towns for a Wiseman? Would you be interested in that?
Oh, man, Larry, that would be awesome. But I got to tell you something about that size. I've been thinking about it. Cat would work. He would definitely work. But, you know, this is no indictment on the two gentlemen I'm about to mention to you. But for much of last year, especially at the end, we ran out of gas. And, you know, what's up with Smiley, Geach, and Mannion?
Oh, that was Larry.
I mean, oh. Yeah, oh, Larry, I mean,
yeah. You're asking me, Bob Myers.
We got to fix that. I don't know whose fault that is. Is Bob's who's not in here? You know, we got to fix that.
Kirk.
Oh, okay. Hey, Kirk. Hey. But yeah, we got to fix that. We need some bodies. I was liking this. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
Imagine that. You liking a game where you get to play the role of Steph Curry. Yeah, that must have been awful for you.
For about 2 minutes, yeah.
That's been the best thing to happen to my career. Oh, man, that's got to get lost in a hurry.
Oh, it's probably going to get back to him. He'll love it, Steph.
Well, Steph, you know, I don't know. You have practiced a lot of times, but there's a show in the Bay Area that is just wildly popular with three of the funniest and most insightful guys you've ever heard. Steiny, Guru, and Dibs. And they have this phrase. It's really clever. They say, put the rat on the table. I guess I'm going to have to put the rat on the table here, Steph. Would you be open to us shopping Draymond?
Steph, you still there?
Wow. Steph.
Yeah,
hello?
I'm here. You know, hello? Hey, that's my ride or die, guys. That's my ride or die. I just needed a second. But you know what? And I'm being real with this because this is what he would say. I'm loyal to the end. You guys have seen Goodfellas, The Godfather. I'm riding on my horse, and I'm riding out with Draymond by my side. I wouldn't be – you got to do what you got to do. I wouldn't be a fan of that. And that's really what I think number 30 would say if they approach him about trading Dray.
I bet my house.
Our house.
I don't know.
I was saying it's our house.
In the middle of our street.
Golly, I got to
888-957-9570. If you're Steph Curry, what are you telling Bob Myers and Joe Lacob after the season? We got to book Chelsea? Chelsea on the board?
No, it's still 1-0, Steiny. You're bad luck. Do we have any calls on the Jinx line? Because I may need you to triple down on Chelsea. I need you to love on Chelsea a little bit more so I can get an equalizer here.
Hey, honestly, let me ask you two. We haven't got a role play. What would Steph say if they asked him about trading Dray, Dibs? What do you honestly believe in your gut? I think I was right, man. I do, too. Okay.
I do, too. It's like when Fred Flintstone lived next door to Barney Rubble. I mean, Barney was his best friend. He wasn't necessarily the greatest guy. Barney was a good dude, but, you know, Fred would never look to shop Barney Rubble. I mean, they're a team. They're a tandem. And that's Steph, yeah, he could play with anybody, but he doesn't play with anybody as well as he plays with Draymond Green. And that if I'm Steph Curry, I'm saying no way do you trade Draymond, because no one gets Steph open better than Draymond. No one sets picks the way Steph likes them better than Draymond. So if you're a pure scorer like Steph is, and you've got a big guy who can ball handle, set picks, and is always looking for you.
You're making me like Dray more, right?
Well, I mean, Dray at his best is a top 20 player in our league. The problem with Draymond Green, and you look at the numbers this year, the game log, only one out of every three games is he great. One out of every three, he's good. And then the other one out of every three, he's just not very, he's okay. And that's the problem with Draymond. It's not desire, it's the physical nature of playing the way he has for so long.
Yeah, man,
is that fair, Steiny? My one out of three breakdowns.
I think it's very complicated, because on the one hand, Steph knows Draymond's great for his career, and for the most part, Draymond's good for the Warriors. But you could certainly make a case that you could move Draymond or try to move him for something that changes the team, that could end up being better for the team, but maybe not quite as good for Steph. I think if you're Steph, you say, you know, he's been my running mate forever, but I think he'd have to say, I understand where we are right now as a franchise. And, you know, I'm certainly not telling you trade Draymond Green, but I'll be supportive of whatever you do. I'll tell you what, though, if you could give me a heads up, that would be great. That would be great. But, you know, on, in terms of if there's anything out there for that we can get for Draymond Green. But I do think that that's something that's going to have to be talked about this year. I think the two rats on the table for the Warriors that you got to talk about at the end of the season are Wiseman and Draymond. Thank you, Spinelli.
Man,
you know, it doesn't have anything to do with those two as players. It's just where they are as players and where you are as an organization.
Well, Draymond is 1/4 of the way through a 4-year deal. So that to me, I mean, before when you reach into the cage and grab the rat, before you get a chance to put it on the table, you put it back in the cage because he's got 3 more years. And I don't think that, you know, Draymond Green to me is not a player you can necessarily shop, quote unquote, because if word gets out that he's being shopped, I mean, not that he's going to ever turn on his franchise, but that would not be a comfortable reality to go into a season with. Now, if they struggle next year, then maybe before the deadline, there's whispers, but I don't think that 3-year and what is $4.99, so he'll have $3.74 million left. I just don't know how shoppable that is.
But if you're close, if you're a team like Boston or Atlanta or the Clippers, Donnie, I'm just going over teams because there's so many that I just picture him setting those screens for CJ or Dame like he did for Clay and Steph. I mean, how valuable would that be for Portland? Like, oof, my goodness.
Yeah, if
Tatum
Draymond's got to go to go to a team that's got scorers.
No doubt.
And you're right. I mean, I'll tell you right now, I'd be surprised if the Hawks were interested in Draymond. I think he would help them, though. But, you know, there's a lot of teams in the league with some good young players. And, you know, if you move Draymond to Boston.
Some have too many, Steiny. You know what I mean? They need a guy like Dre. They got too many young players.
Yeah.
Everybody at the same juncture of their career to where you need a rough and tough guy like a Draymond.
Take a listen to what Steph said after last night's game. We were talking about his relationship with Draymond Green. He was asked after the game, what's Draymond giving them right now? Take a listen to what he said.
His spirit is phenomenal right now. He's competitive. He's got a fire about him. I think he's enjoying the shape that he's in and how much work has gone into his body from, you know, the beginning of the season with, you know, missing part of training camp and all that. So it's been a slow build, or as IT would say, a slow grind to get, you know, to where he's at right now. And I know he's enjoying just the way he's feeling and his impact on the game. And we feed off of that. So, you know, especially with a shorthanded roster and undersized, he's playing way beyond his frame. We appreciate that.
That sounds like a guy who likes to have Draymond Green as a teammate.
No, man.
Goo.
Dibs, he's playing way beyond his frame is the biggest he's done it his whole career.
Right.
But that's the biggest compliment you could give somebody.
It's the opposite of, he plays small or he shrinks in the big moments. Basically, he's 6'5", maybe generously, guarding the best player on the other team from 6'3" all the way through 7'3", and he more than holds his own. That's what that means.
Yeah, let's see. The text line here. 925. Oh, come on, Todd in Lafayette. Todd said, quit stirring the pot, Steinmetz. Draymond isn't going anywhere. Next topic. Okay. So, but we're just saying, okay, so Steph Curry, if Bob Myers says, hey, Steph, what do you think? Steph's going to say, well, let's just see if we get that Minnesota pick. And if we do, we'll draft number 5 and Clay will be back next year and we should be fine. I don't know that he's saying that. I don't know that he's saying that, knowing that Wiseman's got a ways to go yet. That's all.
And you talked about rats. Guys, I haven't shared this, but I'm just telling you, and I mean it. Where would Wiseman be right now? And we can say the ramifications of the team and their assignments, they're better off without the rook and his growing pains. But imagine where he would be right now with those, I don't know how many games he's missed, under his belt. And the fact that when you do see him, and I ain't turning the volume down or being negative Nancy here, but it's just a reality. When we see him again, Dibs, everything that we yearn for him to do in the offseason, and I can remember John Dickinson, Summer League, oh, that's a definite. And, you know, that's not even going to happen. So where I'm going is, what do you have attractive to pawn to any other team outside of a Draymond Green at this juncture?
Nothing. Nothing. James Wiseman's value is a futures play. He's like Dogecoin, whatever the hell that is. I saw it pop up on a couple of them.
I needs help.
Man, I'm a little behind on
that. You got to Google it.
Yeah, I tried to Google it, and I still didn't understand it, Spadone. So take that for what it's worth.
I love the young people.
You know what? You know what, Spadone?
I hate that.
Hey, Spadone, it's one thing to do that when the camera's on, but when you don't have the wherewithal. Kyle went to get his second shot. Congrats to Kyle. But Spadone, an alleged grown up, can't manage to have a camera on him without Kyle. So, yeah, you love the young people because I don't know about Dogecoin, but you can't figure out Zoom.
Let the hate flow through you.
It's starting to flow, Spadone.
It is.
I think to Goo's point, the value of Wiseman is so speculative that you could never get trade value for him right now. Draymond, sure, but I don't know what that does to your team on either end of the floor. I think that hurts you too much.
Yeah, it could for sure. I mean, maybe what happens, Goo, is they wait till the draft lottery. That's when they'll know if they get Minnesota's pick or not.
Maybe they get Minnesota's pick
and it's five. Well, now you know you have five, so there's a value attached to that trade. And now maybe you put the five together with something. You know, what would the five – I mean, I'm just throwing Wiseman
number
and the five out there. But, you know, those would be two unproven things. But the point is, once you get five, I think then you might be able to wheel and deal a little more than you are right now.
Number five.
Speak of 888-957-9570. There's two things that I don't understand right now. Dogecoin, okay, and I don't even know if I'm saying it right, and I think it might have something to do with this NFT, these non-fungible, we got
tokens.
A press release, yeah, what the hell, what's a non-fungible token, if somebody can give me an explanation of that at 888-957-9570 without making a horse's behind out of me. I'd love that because
us. Yeah.
Okay. So
I just got Bitcoin down. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Bitcoin. I got that down, Dibs, but
nice.
This new stuff, I'm just like Chinese algebra.
Yeah, it's so many things. It's so many things to spend your time to learn. You'll never learn everything. Some things come up and it's like, you know what? I'm just not gonna know about that. And I'm gonna be okay with not knowing about whether a token is fungible or non-fungible.
What does fungible even mean? I thought it had something to do with a mushroom.
I thought the same thing.
Anyway, so if somebody could help us out, that would be great.
Steiny, turns out, and I hate that I have to report this to you, but it turns out you may not be a jinx after all because...
Here comes my trade.
No, sadly... Oh, no. What you said actually has come true. If Madrid came back, that would prove that you were a jinx. But Chelsea has scored, and as you predicted, it was with an empty net. So
no way.
Semi-empty. The goalie came out to take the cross. But you may be more of a seer than I previously thought. I may owe you an apology just yet.
That's all right. Goo, you can call me Sage.
For?
Rosenfels.
No, oh. For Sage is a predictor.
Sage
guy
Steel.
Who foresees the yeah, or Sage.
Oh, I thought that's what Kyrie had when he had the thing in his head going around the stadium to air out all the demons or whatever he was doing. What was that?
That's also Sage.
Okay, right.
And in fact,
when we bought
our house about 7 or 8 years ago, we had a woman come in and she burnt sage all around the house.
Now that I get.
It's for ghosts.
I didn't get it, to tell you the truth. I rolled. I, although it does smell pretty good.
I am out.
I don't think Jordan or Kobe ever did that to any arena, Dibs. I mean, Kyrie, do what you do. You're a badass, but that was odd.
Yeah. So, text line for the 510. I think that the management team doesn't want to do anything with the big three until they get a full season out of them in the post-KD era. They haven't had that yet. You know what? That's a very logical take, but I'm serious. But, boy, how long can you wait? How long can you wait? And let's say next year comes around and Clay's 80%, Steph's still really good, not quite to his level this year, but still good, and Draymond's essentially, the same player. That's the thing. I mean, it's been so long since we've seen those three together, since what, the finals against Toronto. I don't know how good they are anymore together, because you can't just say they'll be as good as they were. Although Steph sure looks like the same, but can you count on that with Clay? What about Clay? What's he going to have left, and how do you factor that into the equation?
You feel good about what Wiggins is going to give you based on what you've seen from Wiggins. One thing is durability. Guy hasn't missed a game yet, and consistency. So at least to that extent, you can kind of pencil in what you're going to get from Wiggins. And I think the real big question off-season-wise is how can you get something out of Oubre Jr.? How do you, maybe end up packaging Minnesota's pick at 5 and Oubre just to get a player who has bird rights who you can bring in and circumvent the luxury tax in that fashion?
I think, that's a good call.
I thought Oubre's contract was up at the end of this year.
Yeah, it'd be a sign-and-trade is the way that would have to
go. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a couple. Yeah. Do the Warriors want to let him go for nothing, or do they want to try to get something back? Now, if they get something back, then they're assuming a salary again, which will put them back over the luxury tax. And I don't know. I think they'll probably be okay with it if they think they're getting a player. Ideally, you could get a player his age, but that you want to be around.
It fits in
for
better,
and
fits in better and has a higher IQ, right?
Exactly. Like I would lose Oubre in a second if I could get Lonzo Ball in here, for example.
But
then you got to pay Lonzo Ball, and he's probably going to make kind of Oubre money. So,
well, if you don't do that, you're looking at Steph, Clay, Draymond, Wiggins, and then a collection of what you have now, including Wiseman. But you're looking at guys who are making either the vet min or two-way salaries or guys who don't make much, because the big four combined, they're going to make about 90% of your cap next year.
Yeah, exactly. And when you have a team with like four monster salaries and eight low salaries, it's hard. It makes it harder to make a trade. That's why believe it or not, Wiseman's got two pieces of value. One is he's a young player who may be really good down the line, but two is he's making $9 million. Like that's a number they may need in a trade to make something add up, because you can't just trade, okay, we're going to trade Wiggins and Draymond. Well, that's $52 million that you got to get back. So I think Looney's at about 4+. I don't know if anybody'd be interested in Looney, but the Warriors, they got a lot of questions in front of them, but let's not write off this year, because the play-in game is something I'm looking forward to. I do like the idea of Steph Curry as kind of in an underdog role in a one-and-done situation. Whether it's, okay, they open up against the Spurs in Oakland or in San Francisco, they beat the Spurs. Well, now, they got to play that. They got to go to Memphis, one game, Ja Morant going up against Steph Curry, a young Memphis team. Winner goes to the postseason, loser doesn't. I mean, that's why I like the play-in, Goo, is because it's got that little NCAA tournament vibe to it, which I love.
Yeah, and then it also gives, you know, I'm looking at that game, but I'm looking at the series for what Dibs talked about a few weeks back and about the soul of the Chase Center to get a series, right. Dibs, to where you got a game that you could even lose that home game, but you're coming back and to see the fans, and hopefully it'll be increased more than the 6% if it's not more than that now. I think Joe Lacob and just the Warriors and Steph, they need that. The Bay needs that.
Yeah, that'd be great, and I'm rooting for Joe Lacob to get that. He deserves it after how much he lost, and I'm still waiting on Steiny to get that text back from Mr. Lacob to see if he wouldn't mind ballparking the loss for us.
Stay tuned.
Just among, you know, just ballpark it. I mean, if I said $100 million, Mr. Lacob, would that be a full notch on the belt off? Would it be half a notch? You know how much I like belt notches, Mr.
Not five,
Lacob.
Just, not six, not seven.
Yeah, probably more than five, six, or seven. I just wonder what that number is. That's all.
I wouldn't even know how to put a guess on it, but I'll try. I bet it's
home it's games lost times revenue plus events lost times revenue minus the outlay of staff expenses that you wouldn't have had, and then
got to be $200 million. Got to be $200 million at least. I remember I heard once at the height of Oracle Arena. Right, during the championship years, like now we believe that every game was essentially $1 million in revenue. So the Warriors are playing 10 playoff games. You know, that brings in $10 million just from the gate. So I got to believe it's more than that at the Chase Center, obviously. But I'm putting Joe's money at about $200 million.
Ooh, boy.
$200 million.
And don't forget some of that's those Goober dollars, too.
That's right.
Seriously. Where'd I put that bag?
Well, that's the other – I mean, that is the other thing. We talk about Lacob. I mean, I'm not saying the guy's poor by any stretch.
No.
He's got a few billion. But the real power behind the Warriors is their combined minority ownership. It's Lacob's money with all the other guys' money. That's where they can make hay, and that's where the minority investors clearly are probably like, we've got to see a return on this investment of the Chase Center.
You going loonies with I got five on it right there. Gooey, he's describing loonies in the front office of the Warriors, you know, everybody chipping in.
Goo, what, see, no, loony is a Canadian money also, I believe it's a coin.
And Looney Tunes, forget the original.
Let me tell you something about Canada. They've got a coin that's actually worth $2. It's just a wonderful, wonderful piece of money. I would highly recommend the United States adopt that. It's about
$2 coin.
It's about the size of a half dollar, but it's worth $2.
Do you remember when the Susan B. Anthony dollar came into being? I believe it was 1978. And yes. Spadoni, don't you dare. The uproar over a dollar coin, and now you want a $2 coin? America's not smart enough, Steiny, to handle a $2 coin.
It's very simple.
Can't do it.
You got to lose pennies, and you're right on the verge of losing nickels, too.
Oh,
so you take all the pennies, you put the copper in with the silver of the nickels, and you make some kind of it's a coin where copper's on the interior and then silver's on the exterior. And it's
I get
$2.
It, Steiny. But we the people, in order to form a more perfect union, cannot handle a $2 coin. We're not smart enough.
Yeah. You're right. Guru has trouble understanding a roundabout. So I guess
look at you with the last minute drive by on my guy Goo. After
the second
yesterday,
one. What about yesterday?
Yeah, after yesterday you talk blocked him.
Steiny, and then you jinx my bed, boy.
Man, boy.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. All right. Spadoni's been in my ear. Matt Kolsky's calling in for a special story at 2:15, and the DRK going to discuss how come the Warriors haven't brought in another big man. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Everybody's just saying, yeah, I got to go.